And if we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us, you know? And he said, and we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You know, these are a lot of things that God has given us just in the book of Mark. You know, if we just do this much, many lives could be saved. At least, and many would be made better. Fear of being poisoned, we could just throw that out the table. You know, that's a lot of things that they talk about the Russian people. When they call to a summit or a meeting, nobody wants to eat none of that Russian food or drink none of that Russian drink because they think they're going to be poisoned because Putin is known for poisoning and killing people. So if you got God on your side and you're living according to what he say, you have no fear of being poisoned because he said it's not going to hurt you. You know, we could cast out evil, devilish spirits that seem to be taking over our youth. You know, it's taking over the young folks. We could cast that stuff out, you know, those lying spirits, those disobedient spirits, those contrary and rebellious spirits, you know, it'd be few instead of many, and they're still growing. We could cast that out in the name of Jesus. Many sick folks wouldn't have to die, you know, they could live longer, you know. It could live prolonged lives, you know, if we just did our job as the believer. I just read you what the believer was able to do and what God gave him the power to do. We have disregarded God's will, and as ministers of the gospel, we have all gone our ways, doing our own things, because church leaders have gone astray. This is what the word said in Isaiah. Because church leaders have gone astray, they have caused the membership, the church members, to go astray. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about most of them. And they have caused the church to go astray. They have turned them away to go their own ways, and the people have forgotten God, their only hope, their only help, their only resting place. Saints of God, there's no resting place but in God. Satan is, he come to just wreak havoc on us, you know. He's an evil, evil dictator. And he come to steal, to kill, to rob. And he keeps our life in turmoil if we don't know how to fight. And that's what happens when we're turned out of the kingdom of God, out of the churches where we have the leadership that's supposed to be teaching and preaching the word of God to us. So that we could live according to the word of God and we could fight the devil. We're supposed to be able to fight the good fight of faith. We're supposed to be able to keep the hands of the enemy off of us because of what we're being taught in the church. But if we're not being taught in the church, we can't live according to the word of God. So saints of God, we all have known and we have understood spiritual things. We have to know that God is still on the throne, and we have to know that God's church is supposed to function only by spiritual means. This is how it operates. It operates by the spiritual gifts and by the will and wishes of God through the Holy Spirit. This is how the church is owned and operated. Without the power of the word of God, we have no power or authority. We just have words that is of very little importance when it comes to fighting the devil. It's vital, saints of God. It's vital to us that the church leaders have left out the administrative and executive powers given to them by Jesus. They have left this out. And this is what I talk about in this lesson. And this is one of the missteps that the church have. They have left out the executive powers that was given to us and the administrative powers that was given to us to lead and guide the people that Jesus gave us. Without these supernatural gifts operating in the church, we will be powerless against Satan. we will be totally powerless against Satan. Saints of God, in Ephesians 4, as Jesus ascended above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. This is why he died. This is why he rose again. He went down in hell. He preached to them. He led captivity captive. And then he rose above all the heavens. This is what Ephesians 4 says. And Jesus ascended above all the heavens, you know, that he might fill all things. And in verse 11, he says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Listen to what he gave it to him for. For the perfecting of the saints. For the working of the ministry. This is how we work the ministry of God. We have to use those spiritual gifts. If you're calling yourself a pastor, if you're calling yourself a teacher, if you're calling yourself an evangelist, if you're calling yourself an apostle or a prophet, your job is to make sure that you get the word of God, not your word. Not getting up telling this is what you have to do this and you no. You have to go before God. Let him talk to you. Let him tell you what it is you need to say. And if you get in the word, most of what God is going to tell you to say is already written in the word. But if you're scared to say it, and if you don't want to say it, you're not doing your job. For the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, you're supposed to get the work of God, give it to the people for the working of the ministry. This is how they're going to work the ministry. And this is how you're going to edify the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we come into the unity of the faith. This is what we have to do. Come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, how in the world are we going to come into the full stature of the measure of Christ? We are his body. And you have to remember, this body has a head, and the head is Jesus Christ. Now, how are we going to come into full stature of him when we're not even listening to the head? We're not even allowing ourselves to be governed by the head. We're just a body of hands and legs and feet and eyes that's going our own direction. And we're ignoring the head. How do you think that's going to work? Take off your head today and see where the rest of that body is going to go. It's going to fall. And it's not going to have any power at all. That's where the church is today, saints. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind and doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie, excuse me, and wait to deceive. Saints of God, this is how ministry is working nowadays. By cunning craftiness. And I'm not going to bother about defining those words for you. Excuse me. Because you know what cunning and craftiness is. But this is how the church is being manipulated and operated. It's not enough that Satan is using cunning and craftiness. But we have some preachers and teachers just cunningly and craftily working their wishes and wills on the people to deceive them. For whatever reason they want, they're trying to deceive the people of God. You know? And this is not supposed to be. God will judge them. I'm not going to stand in judgment. And you can't stand in judgment, but God will judge. God will judge them. If there's not any more prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, then where does that leave God's work when he told us this is what we're supposed to do? And this is the final thing Jesus told us to do in Ephesians 4. He called out these people. He called out these apostles and prophets, and he gave them the gift. He gave them the gift and the power to unite his church. He gave them the gifts, you know, for the perfecting of the saints. He gave them the gifts that the ministry should go on, that the church would be edified, that we would be unified, and we would all become a perfect man in the stature and the fullness of Christ Jesus. So I'm going to ask you this question. If there's not any more prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, then what does this verse mean? And what does that mean for the work of God? Is it going to stop? God forbid. Jesus was anointed with all these gifts, and he operated in these gifts of the Spirit. Do you believe all this has stopped and no longer exists? I repeat, God forbid. You know, some things just require a little common sense and a little thinking, you know. But about who's speaking the words to us in the Bible? Who do you think is speaking the words? God is speaking these words. And the words that he speaks through the writers of the Bible, they're breathed by God himself. So actually you're hearing God, 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 and all these writers just writing. God has anointed them and breathed on them to speak the words that he wants them to speak. So God is talking to us. You know, we can't listen to man. We already know that some of these so-called men and women in leadership, they use cunning craftiness and they lie and wait to deceive the church for whatever reason. If we continue on in this path, how can we escape such great salvation? If we neglect this great salvation that Jesus died to give us, what's going to happen to us? How do you think we're going to escape? We are not going to escape. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers, they're in the church as they're leaders. They're called by God to perfect the saints for the work of the ministries, so that they can edify the body, so that they can edify, instruct, or improve somebody morally. That's what that means. They can improve, they can instruct, they can edify people morally. And what do we need today? The morals of people that just gone out the window. They have no morals. And again, it says, until we all, what is this for? Until we all become unified in the faith of God. What could be more important than this, saints of God? What can be more important than this? I'm telling you, we have a long way to go. But God is waiting on us. And the Bible says he's not going to strive. The Spirit of the Lord is not going to strive with us always. It's not going to be with us always. So we're going to have to start picking up the slack right now.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God. All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina.
Alexandria.